Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-up. Answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another very important radio broadcast lined up for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Monday, the 15th of March, 2010, the Ides of March. This is the one-year anniversary of the release of the Obama deception. Man, time flies. Out of the gates, we are going to have Noah Taylor on the radio show today. He, of course, has got the new film premiering here in Austin, Texas, Red, White, and Blue. He, of course, is in Pirates of the Caribbean. He's one of the main stars. He also, of course, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, played Charlie's dad or grandfather. The Proposition, The Life Aquatic, Tomb Raider, played the villain, I guess. He played Max in 2002, the young Adolf Hitler. I was very moved by that film. The young Hitler as an artist. Vanilla Sky with Tom Cruise. Been in several Tomb Raiders, Almost Famous. It just goes on and on. And I found out that he's a fan of the show, and I had remembered last summer seeing a little headline article in The Statesman with Noah Taylor saying that he got his Texas accent by listening to my radio show in King of the Hill. So they invited me down to the premiere last night of the extremely disturbing but very well-done film, Red, White, and Blue, but this is not something you take the children to, I'll tell you that right now. He plays like a CIA killer. It's a very sophisticated movie and very disturbing, as I said. But I went to the after party because I was invited to it, and he was really ranting about stuff going on in England where he lives. He's from Australia, but he lives in London. And just the total mind control, the nanny state. So we got him coming up on the show. If I'd had more notice, we could have got him in studio, but he's got to be on, I think, live IFC coming up in the next hour. He's got a bunch of TV he's got to do. So he's going to be joining us on the phone from the place where he's staying. He's got to jump in the car. He'll be on cell phone for the second half of the interview while he's going to the TV studio. He's here in Austin, Texas. We'll be talking about the New World Order and his new film, Red, White, and Blue, with Noah Taylor. And I'm a fan of Noah Taylor. I mean, everything I've seen him in, it's been a very powerful performance. It's just strange to find out he's a fan of what we do here as well. And he said people are really listening to the show in England. I mean, we know that. I know they're listening in Japan, Greece, you name it. But just when you talk to people and they tell you the effect you're having, it's amazing. By the way, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center has it out for me, really constantly trying to demonize me, trying to blame that cop killer on me, Poplawski. And now we got a recorded interview with one of their directors just absolutely demonizing me. We Are Change folks went in to talk to this lady. And I just heard the interview right before I went on air, but I want to get the folks that went in to talk to him on here in the next few days, but I want to play some clips of this just to show you that, I mean, they say everything in America is my fault. It's like that London Guardian article saying that this black hole of conspiracy mania orbits Austin, Texas, and I'm at the center of the black hole. I mean, that's the type of terms they're using. All I do is cover the news. Like, here's a headline, Venezuela Chavez calls for internet controls, Reuters, and they're all demonizing him, and he deserves to be demonized. But our own government's proposing the exact same stuff, so they deserve to be demonized. You don't have to be demonized. They are demons. So I sit here and analyze the news and break it down, and I'm just so bad, I'm so evil, I'm this heretic that has to be dealt with. So we'll be talking about that and a bunch of other news coming up today. Mexico gunmen kill American consulate staff. Stay with us.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back in 2002, my wife and I went to see Max at the Barton Creek Movie Theater in Austin, and I was very moved by Noah Taylor's performance of a young Adolf Hitler. Of course, I also really am impressed with the performance, the German performance of a Downfall with an older actor. And I also liked the performance that I saw from Alec Guinness of Adolf Hitler. But I think one of the best performances I've ever seen portraying Hitler was Noah Taylor. And just every movie he's in, he does a great job, whether it's the Tomb Raider series. About the only thing I like in there is him. I'm sorry. Almost Famous, he's great. Of course, Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Just all of it. I mean, so many big movies. And it's good to have Noah Taylor here with us today. He's got the new film out. I saw the Texas premiere of Red, White, and Blue. I didn't know that Ken League, who started the Alamo Draft House, great guy, was actually one of the executive producers on it. But it's just all the Austin landmarks, very disturbing film. Almost like a Hitchcock psychological thriller, though. It's not just a slasher film. There's a lot of mysteries there, a lot of, I don't know, people like No Country for Old Men. I think the cinematography on that's better, but I think this is a better story. But I guess it's also kind of shot to look like it's reality. It's a few times I was shaking my head thinking that I was actually there. Very disturbing. But I'm going to shut up because we only got him until about 45 after because he's got to go on IFC television. Noah Taylor, great to have you here with us.
Hi, Alex. Real honor to be on the show. How you doing?
I am doing great. It's good to have you here. So what brought you to Austin? And tell us about the film and your view on the New World Order, Noah.
Okay. Well, starting with the film, Red, White, and Blue. I was here for the U.S. premiere at as part of South by Southwest in beautiful downtown Austin at the Alamo Draft House. We came to Austin last year. It was a very quick shoot, a three-week shoot, all Austin crew, and as you said, Tim League, Austin Identity, is executive producer on it. So, I was just here to promote the film, really. So, it was really great you came along.
I tell you, I'm still shaken up from it. Is this one of the most intense roles you've ever played?
Definitely. I mean, it is a very heavy film, but I think it's a very brave, interesting kind of film, and it works on lots of different levels in a way. But it is it does leave you feeling a bit churned up by the end of it. You know, it does put you in a bit of state of shock almost, I think. But it's a powerful film. Yeah.
Well, you guys talked about how it was shot to really look like what light looks like to someone actually in a room, not fake Hollywood light. And I think that adds to the really creepiness of it. I had read in the States when you said that you basically got your accent from King of the Hill and listening to my radio show. When did you start tuning into the show?
That's correct. Yeah, I needed a sort of a good source of Texas accent, and I started with King of the Hill, and then I kind of discovered your show, and it enabled me to, you know, listen to your show on the podcast and things for sort of, you know, 3 hours at a time every day, and for a couple of months. So, just trying to pick things up, really, and immerse myself in it, and got into your show via that, really. So it was fortuitous circumstances. But part of the look of the film, the sort of gritty look of the film, is sort of partly based on Slacker, you know, Richard Linklater's first sort of Austin movie. And that was a big sort of inspiration for the film, too. So.
You know, I didn't know that, but I was thinking of Slacker while watching it.
Yeah. And I know you've done Waking Life and stuff, haven't you? You're in that.
Yeah, Rick's a great guy. I wonder what he'll think of your film.
Yeah, I hope he sees it. So, it's definitely... There's a nod to that film for sure, yeah.
Now, anybody can, I guess, go to YouTube and just type in Red, White, and Blue trailer and get an idea.
Yeah, I think there's a Red, White, and Blue movie.com too, sort of movie site and stuff. And, you know, people can get information from there. And I think there'll be more trailers released and things. But, yeah, it's definitely not a film for the kiddies, but, that goes without saying, but
I wouldn't even call this a horror film. I mean, this is more about different perspectives of different people who all feel right in the horrible things they're doing. And really, when you pull back from it, it all goes back to the root. I don't want to give anything away of a trauma.
Exactly.
And so is that accurate?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, it's on one level, it's a very... It's a blood-soaked love story, in essence, and a revenge tale, and a very extreme version of the Western model, in a way, like a movie like Shame or whatever, you know, someone who's sort of forced to take up violence for their own particular reason, maybe sort of being forced into it rather than the psychotic sort of slashing, the sort of aimlessly going out. Killing for fun. It's not a serial killer movie or anything like that. It's that none of the people in it are actually bad, but the things they do are pretty bad.
And it leaves a lot of it open for your own speculation, where you don't really know. In some cases, I mean,
yeah,
is he really a former Army CIA torture guy?
Not exactly sure about that. I think he might have been. I think he might have been. Yeah, I don't think it's beyond the realms of possibility. Yeah, I mean, you know, we all know there's been some pretty nasty stuff going on around the world, and, you know, that sort of stuff goes on. So it's not beyond the realms of possibility. But in a way, it's not necessarily important whether you believe that he's that thing or not, because, you know, his actions kind of back up his statements in a way.
Absolutely. And you know, for real hardcore torture, that's really how they do it. They don't sit there and play games and screw around. They just, well, I'm not going to describe the film. They just start chopping things off, especially if they're planning to get rid of you. Red, White, and Blue, ladies and gentlemen, hardcore isn't even the beginning of it. It certainly gets you thinking. And then when you realize that this stuff's going on in reality all over the place by the supposed good guys, it'll certainly make your head spin. Okay, Noah, in the time we've got left, last night, boy, you were really going off on the police state, on the mind control, on the conditioning going on. Let's launch right into it.
All right. Well, you know, I just gathered a few little notes of sort of things that are, you know, going on in the UK. And, well, I guess, you know, lots of countries around the world. But, I mean, the UK stands out because, you know, it's the most surveilled country in the world, the most number of CCTV cameras and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, people are kind of used to it. But actually, it's a fairly impotent apparatus, I've come to the conclusion, because the fact is, at the moment, they have them installed, but there's just not enough people to watch it. I guess down the line, you know, the technology will be sophisticated enough, it won't depend on humans, you know, sort of watching individual cameras and things like that. I mean, I know they're already doing that sort of, you know, mapping, you know, sort of suspicious movements or gatherings of people, things like that. But it is disturbing. I mean, I reread 1984 recently, and, you know, I remember that sort of feeling when 1984 actually came about 20-whatever years ago, and there was that sort of relief of, oh, it hasn't happened, you know. But actually, if you walk around England these days, it feels pretty close to it. It's a funny old place. But and just the other thing was, you know, the smoking ban. I always saw that as a way of getting sort of compliance out of society by sort of making them give up something incredibly treasured to them. And if you can make them do that, you can make them do pretty much anything, I think.
And it sets the precedent for a global sloganeering campaign, which on the surface is actually good, but it sets the precedent that we tell you what you can do, and then we can tell you the type of toilets or light bulbs.
Absolutely. It's always done with a good cause that no one can argue about, like a, you know, sort of a health reason or this new sort of you know, internet bans they're trying to put on to prevent sort of, you know, horrible pornography. I mean, no one's going to sort of disagree with that, in essence, but it sets up a, you know, for a lot of governmental abuse when you start saying, oh, you can watch this, you can't watch that. You know, I mean, and those sort of things just seem to be gathering speed worldwide. I'm from Australia originally, and they're running away with it over there. So,
Well, a good example of that is New York State is going to give you a $1,000 fine if you salt your food. I mean, this
I read that. I read that the other day. Unbelievable. But, yeah.
But then, meanwhile, they put sodium fluoride in our water, which they admit is a deadly poison.
Yeah, and sell us cigarettes. You know, I mean, it's crazy. But that one, I think, will be actually very hard to put through, because that is really messing with, you know, a ancient human, you know, design.
Well, we need salt.
Taste and food. Yeah, exactly.
We need salt. What about the naked body scanners?
Cook without it, if you cook, you naked body scanner. it doesn't personally bother me that much, but I do think it's a bit, a little bit degrading. And again, I think it's just another thing where people are conditioned to accept any sort of form of humiliation and compliance, really. It's just another way to sort of, you know, mold you down.
Noah Taylor, we're going to come right back with him after this quick break, and we'll talk more about the naked body scammers, everything, See, that's a Freudian slip. I call it naked body scammers because the thing is a scam to train us to submit to tyranny. We'll be right back.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Noah Taylor is our guest. Pirates of the Caribbean, Tomb Raider, the star of Max, the star of Red, White, and Blue. The list goes on and on. And he's right here with us against Big Brother. Not double plus good. Noah, you were getting into some other issues, the whole global warming thing. We're going to talk about Polanski and your view on what's happening. Let's get into that right now.
Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, that's just, you know, something, I mean, it's purely a theory, and it was just something that sort of occurred to me the other day, really. I thought the Polanski thing was a little bit suspicious because, obviously, he's been on that charge, and it's, you know, it's a fairly terrible charge, but he's been on it for a very long time, and nobody never really bothered to do anything about it. And the timing of his arrest is just a little bit suspicious because the subject of his latest film, Ghostwriter, based on a book called Ghost by Robert Harris, and it's a very thinly veiled version of Tony Blair and has a sort of a David Kelly, the Iraq scientist, a character based on him in it. And it just seemed very odd that when that film came out, that was the time they chose to nab Polanski in supposedly neutral Switzerland. But as I say, it could be just a coincidence, as these things occasionally are. But, you know, just smells a little bit funny there. Something rotten in Denmark, I think.
I haven't seen the film, but obviously they killed David Kelly. The first witnesses said there were guys in black uniforms around the body before anybody supposedly found him. The wrist.
Yes, I mean I've heard you know the paramedics when they got there was no slash marks on the wrist, and also it's very dubious that you know a scientist who knows about medicine and chemicals and things like that would choose to kill himself like that anyway. And now they're actually there's a big movement trying to get a new inquiry into it. But then they just announced the other day that the coroner's report that they have and the autopsy won't be available for public disclosure for 80 years, which is, you know, convenient. That'll be helpful in expediting the truth, won't it?
Well, they've had the doctors that examined him say that first, the cuts weren't there. Then they weren't deep enough. There was no blood at the scene. He had three undigested pills in his stomach. His body was like propped up in bushes. And he'd sent an email out to his colleagues saying, if I don't shut up, I'm going to be found dead in the woods.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, I mean, it's pretty dubious.
Global warming. You brought that up to me.
Oh, yeah. Someone pointed out to me the other day, James Lovelock, I believe, is the gentleman's name. He's about 90 now, and he's the guy, the original environmentalist, in a way, and he came up with the Gaia movement, which I think, you know, in essence, is quite a beautiful idea and sort of makes sense in itself. But he's coming out now saying, actually, man's contribution to, you know, greenhouse gases and things like that has actually probably prevented an ice age. So in a way, he believes that it's actually stopped an ice age that traditionally has always happened, and an ice age that would last for a couple of thousand years too. So, you know, it's all slowly coming out. I think there are cracks showing. And I think I was saying to you last night, my views differ with you on some things, but I think in essence, there is light at the end of the tunnel in that historically there's never been a truly successful dictatorship. They might last for a couple of centuries like Rome or whatever, but once they become so powerful that everyone is so rigid with fear to make any sort of sensible decision for fear of upsetting the top hierarchy, that nothing happens and it falls in on itself like a house of cards. And I think that is sort of happening globally as people are overextending their global ambitions, as it were.
Well, also the delusional hubris. Here's Karl Rove in the BBC today, said he was proud of waterboarding, proud of torturing people. So the new good guys are the torturers.
Yeah, nice, yeah. I don't even know what to say about that, really, but yes, that's... Yeah.
Well, every tyranny has fallen. That's why they want this to be a scientific tyranny where they study the past corrupt systems and try to paper it over with high-tech systems. But I don't see that working because there's such an innate wish for freedom and liberty that beats in the human breast.
Absolutely. I mean, in England, that's a prime example. And I mean, English people generally... don't like to cause too much of a fuss.
No, well, hold it there. We got a break. Final segment with you straight ahead. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Noah Taylor is our guest, Hollywood star, a lot of diverse roles. He told me his next film is a family comedy, something a bit lighter than Red, White, and Blue. Red, White, and Blue movie is .com, I believe, the website. Is that right, Noah? What's the website again?
It's redwhiteandbluemovie.com, isn't it?
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay, let's, in the time we've got left, because I know folks are getting in and out of the car and you're about to go do a TV interview, you were trying to get into some issues dealing with the British people. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just going to say, I mean, you know, the English traditionally have a, you know, they're viewed as a fairly sort of compliant, polite people, which they are. And also they are quite used to sort of doing what the government tells them. But at a certain point, if you push them too far or you mess around with certain, like one thing they'll never be able to do is sort of alter sort of drinking stuff there. If you sort of messed around with drinking there, then there would be a revolution. But they had the poll tax about 20 years ago. I don't know if you know anything about that, but it was this very,
yes,
very, very sort of unfair tax. And people took to the streets, and they really, I think they were really worried they were going to sort of storm the Bastille, as it were, you know. And they had to quash that tax because people took to the streets. But to prove that we no longer live in a democracy, when over a million people marched against the war in Iraq, that didn't register as any sort of, you know, moratorium or anything on it. You know, that was like, well, okay, we can see that over a million people are against this, but that's not going to cut the mustard, you know. So all I'm saying is I think there is always hope, and that you can't push people too far. You have to be really careful, and obviously their methods are getting more and more sophisticated, and under the guise of this is for security or this is for your health or whatever. People aren't as stupid as they like to think, I think, you know.
Yeah, they can fool folks for a while, but once you're deep into corruption, people start to wake up. And all of this is done as the pretext to make the government the good guy and the mommy, and we're all the bad children. It's all about how they know best for us, and they give us this front of humanitarianism, but we know behind the scenes it's all about control and dominance. Are you excited about Greece getting upset about the banks ripping them off? Iceland just passed a law saying they're not going to pay the banks this money that the people don't owe?
I'm fascinated by it all. I find it very hard to grasp, sort of economic issues, but it's obviously plain to see that it stinks. And you were talking about the body scanners before, and, you know, we've just been through the swine flu business and things like that. And, you've got this situation where you've got this massive worldwide recession, the states bailing out all the banks. The banks are back to paying themselves huge bonuses. And Big Pharma and these sort of companies developing things like the body scanners, they're the only people really sort of making any sort of mega bucks out of it. And they're raking it in. It just seems like security in pharmaceuticals is, that's where you want to invest in, I guess, if you want to cash in now. But it's crazy, and it's so blatant that I do think people are waking up to it, you know. So
you were also talking off air about the snitch society, how growing up in Australia, the number one thing was don't be a snitch. That's as Americana as apple pie and baseball, but it's just a human attribute to not be a bunch of tattletale scum. But now they say torture, corruption, tattling, spying, for petty things. This is the new freedom.
Yeah. I mean, Australia, was a, started off a penal colony, all convicts. So obviously a sort of criminal class established for their own survival, basically, I guess. It's sort of no snitching code. And it sort of lived on in Australia, right up to when I was a kid, and even your parents would say, whatever you do, you don't dob, is what they call it, dob your mate in or whatever. And then they brought in this thing, sort of dob in a drug dealer. And again, in essence, it sounds like a good thing, like who cares if some drug dealers go to jail for this thing. In essence, it sounds okay. But what it did was it turned the culture on its head, where suddenly it was a good thing to sort of inform on people to the government, and that was a sort of nice
fun. Oh, your neighbor's got a gun. Oh, your neighbor spanked their kid. Oh, now they're going to arrest you in France and England if you yell at your husband or wife. Take your kids. And, look,
There was a guy recently went to jail for telling his neighbor to F off back to Scotland. It's not a nice thing to say, but, everyone said something stupid over the fence in anger to their neighbor and hasn't gone to jail for 3 months for it.
Absolutely. That's mind control, where the government says, we're going to put you in jail if a little girl, and it's all selectively enforced. I saw this in a story out of England, 5-year-olds being put on criminal list. And I saw another report where 2-year-olds are put on probation if their parents ever committed crimes. They're saying, well, genetically, you must be a criminal. In fact, you were talking about that last night.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they've actually passed it yet, but there is this talk about sort of legislating a thing where they have this thing, ASBOs, which are ridiculous in England, antisocial behaviour orders. They've been talking about, profiling parents with criminal records or whatever, and in essence, before their child's born, they go, okay, we're going to put that child on the sort of watch list. But now, it's sort of data sharing, whatever. I mean, it's creating a criminal underclass before they're even born. They don't have a, there's no born innocence anymore. Do you know what I mean? It's
Well, to be clear, nationally, they haven't passed the law. Well, I agree with you, but nationally, they haven't passed the law in England. But the feds in your government are funding the townships. The town councils have made it law locally, and so this is going on now. We've only got a few minutes left.
You can apply to spy for your local councils. I think they have thousands of them going on now that you can be a, you know, parking inspector or anybody really, and get paid by the council to spy on things like, you know, dog defecating in the street or putting out the wrong rubbish. That's a big one, all that sort of stuff.
But yeah, your neighbors go through your trash.
Creating a Stasi network, in essence, is just creating thousands of, spies. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Well, I just wanted to add that from researching Australia, you know, you live there and so you know more than I, but most of the people that were sent there were just the poor. You could be sent there just for having debts, literally as slaves loaded on ships, and the crown basically working people to death. A lot of the folks that founded the United States were brought here as criminals that were taken to the United States as a penal colony. Well, listen, in closing, the new film, U.S. premiere last night, I was honored to be there. Thanks to Tim League and others for inviting me there. It was great to meet you and know a little bit of myself went into your character, though it is a very dark character. But we've got about 2 minutes left here with you, Noah. Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, not really, mate. Just it was a pleasure to meet you. I love what you do, and it's great being in Austin. I sincerely think Austin's one of the coolest towns in the world, and, you know, South by Southwest, great time to be here. Don't know really what else to say. Just, keep up the good work, and... I was going to ask you, actually, what's happening with that film, New World Order? I saw it online, but is that going to get a theatrical release?
New World Order, actually, are you talking about the film last year made by C-Think? That aired on IFC on television, and it did go into some theaters and actually premiered.
It's a really good film, I think, because I think, you know, it doesn't actually sort of tackle the issues necessarily, but it sort of, I thought it was quite a sort of fair look at the movement and things.
Absolutely. In closing, because you had told me to remind you, who are some of the folks you want to thank in the production or anything else about the production of Red, White, and Blue?
Oh, just mainly our mutual friend Tim League, who runs the Alamo Draft House, and a fantastic person in Austin, and he's really contributed a lot to Austin culturally, I guess. I mean, Alamo's got to be one of the greatest cinemas in the world. You know, you can have a beer and a pizza in the middle of a horror film, and Tim and Carrie put us up at their house for the duration of the shoot. And just to thank all the people of Austin, really, who let us into their homes and, made it such a great experience to work here.
Now, am I correct that Tim League is an executive producer?
That's correct, yeah.
So now he's getting into major movie making.
I don't think he wants to pursue it anymore. I know he's already told people not to sort of submit stuff to him, but I think it's a bit of a one-off, really. But, he's great.
It is exhausting.
Highball's his new place. That's pretty great. Bowling alley down there. And
You know, watching you do Dirty Deeds karaoke, that was powerful.
Thank you, sir. There's another, a little Australian band, AC/DC. So, dear old Bon Scott, yeah.
Well, listen, Noah Taylor, we really appreciate you joining us, and I hope to talk to you again, hopefully someday have you in studio with us.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure. Keep up the good work, and thanks for having us on.
All right, God bless, Noah. Take care. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Thought I'd get him on the show. A little bit nervous, you could tell, getting on for the first time and talking about the police state and the New World Order. But that was a very interesting interview. Okay. I've got all this incredibly important news. And normally I do interviews like that at the end of the show or later in the broadcast and do news up at the front. The time change, I thought I got home at 2 in the morning last night. And I really got home at 3 in the morning last night. I usually get up about 6 in the morning. My wife's like, get up, get up, get up at like 9 o'clock this morning. My kids are running in, jumping on top of me. Get out of bed. So I'm kind of like a little old man. I don't go out much on the town. And you know what happened yesterday? And you know, I've seen this happen on national cable news. I've seen this happen on local TV. You've all seen it. They had a board up yesterday up at Genesis. Fade up news, the news feed for 30 minutes of my show. So only the internet listeners out of my studio actually heard the first 30 minutes of yesterday's show. And I'm tempted to go back over this fluoride story where in Massachusetts they get this Chinese fluoride and it clogs all the machines and they're going, oh my gosh, we need to test it. Could it be melamine? Could they be mixing poison with the fluoride? That's like saying, could they be mixing arsenic with the cyanide? Or are they mixing Beelzebub with Satan? Are they mixing red hot fire with blue fire? I mean, it's mind control. And on this newscast, they show the bags of Chinese-made fluoride that says causes organ failure, bone fractures, death, incredibly deadly poison, target organs. And they're saying, could there be something else in here that's poisonous? We're so worried. And then on it, it says deadly poison. But they're worried the Chinese are mixing some other toxic waste in. That's the whole fluoride scam. It's not just fluoride. They're allowed to put hundreds of chemicals in with it. You know what? I'm going to redo that in the last hour. I'm not going to re-air what people missed. I'm going to cover it again in the last hour today. And we are going to open the phones up as well on any issue you wish to discuss, any news item, any direction you want to take us, 1-800-259-9231. As promised, for 10, 15 minutes in the middle of the next hour, we've got the lady on who's really had a big effect. I'm starting to see it gain some steam. This national strike or protest that's going to be on the 15th of every month. We got her popping in to give us more details on that. I mean, look what it's doing over in Iceland. Look what it's doing over in Greece. This can have a big effect if you believe it can have an effect. Of course, they haven't been drinking sodium fluoride that dumbs you down on record in Greece or in Iceland. I have seen articles, though, that the IMF wants to give some loans to the government and some tax incentives and to put fluoridate. Suddenly, I guess they won't be rioting. They'll be like us, chemically lobotomized. This is not a joke. This is really going on. You have to realize that throughout history, evil people get away with doing bad stuff because the general public is not evil and cannot imagine that there are people actually doing things this diabolical. And then I got other news like this. You know, it was just Friday that I spent a whole hour on Russian and European-made helicopters all over the Texas border doing touch-and-goes, inserting troops. We've had caller after caller scared from the very towns that are now in the news admitting this is happening, San Antonio Express News, you name it, reporting it, armed Mexican troops hanging out of their helicopters, Navy troops, Navy sailors with machine guns, truck bombs in Dallas, rocket attacks on newspapers. And when, let me tell you, when a truck bomb goes off, it's like way down in the article. Oh, yeah, car bomb killed some people. No big deal. Can you imagine if a militia or if a citizen group, black, white, it doesn't matter. I mean, can you imagine if some black group set off a truck bomb? I mean, you'd think it was the end of the world. Or if a Hispanic American group did it. But because it's Mexico and they don't want you to talk about the border that's open and how they want amnesty, complete and total absolute amnesty, they have pretty much locked this story down. Now, I've been telling you for, I don't know, 8 years, because I would actually read the State Department warnings to their employees that Mexico was rated, depending on the year, in the top three most dangerous country in the world. Oh, yeah, there's a few resort sectors, highly policed, highly controlled, where they keep the locals out. And they've even had riots in Cancun now. But that's kept quiet. And I've talked to a lot of people that have been down in Cancun who witnessed riots. So even that area, their big cash cow that makes billions a year, is starting to unravel and fall apart. I mean, I vacationed in Mexico in some of those areas, you know, every few years when I get time to go down there for 4 or 5 days with the family. I won't go now. There's army checkpoints. The people are angry. They hate you. My wife speaks Spanish, and she's like, my God, you out of here. You walk over, oh, yes, I'd like 2 Cokes, please. Thank you. Here's a tip. And it's these degenerate gringos scum. We can't wait to take their country over. Look at this ugly fat filth. Yes. And my wife speaks fluent Spanish. I mean, we just can't go to your country. I mean, we're hearing what scum and filth and trash we are. Look, I'm sorry you've got a dictatorship down there. I'm sorry it's corrupt. I know our country's exploited you. They're exploiting us. It's the banks. But here it is. Reuters, Mexico gunmen kill American consulate staff. I mean, look, this is finally coming out in the news. Mexico has officially collapsed, just in case. It's just a lawless criminal state, and our country's going to collapse like this, too. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. I'll talk about it when we come back.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Baby,
that's right.
the covers they do of Led Zeppelin. Almost better. Like mine. Stand to get into this news. So sad that we're right. I wish I was wrong. We had a Texas state senator on a year ago. It came out in the Houston papers, came out in the San Antonio and Austin papers about a week after we had him on, that martial law has been covertly declared on the Texas-Mexico border by the United States. And you've got secretly with Rick Perry, and you've got Mexican troops running around on both sides of the border, killing citizens, killing cops, robbing sheriff's deputies at gunpoint, in uniform, in their Humvees, and it's maybe in the local paper when it happens. We have to get the sheriffs on here after they report it just to get attention, and then it comes out in the mainstream media. They will not cover it. And now they're attacking the U.S. Embassy. I mean, can you imagine if Al-Qaeda attacked a U.S. embassy? Can you imagine that they'd start a new war? They'd invade Iran, even though Iran's Shiite-run and isn't Al-Qaeda. It's the opposite Muslim group. They hate each other more than anybody. Doesn't matter. Facts don't matter. And let me tell you something right now. The United States is going to collapse, just like Mexico, if we don't decriminalize drugs. The British brought down China what was that, 150 plus years ago, by going in with opium. The Chinese government said opium was illegal. Sounded reasonable. We don't want a bunch of drug addicts laying around. But by making it illegal, it made it extremely expensive. And so then they could fund big criminal networks with it, and the British intelligence took over city after city, first the port towns, then the cities inland, and then they broke the country up in more than 10 pieces. And Western mercenary powers went in and ran it. And then they decided, later after the Boxer Rebellion, you know, they funded right-wingers and people, and then they kicked them out and put the communists in. Our government did that. It's now been declassified. Put the commies in. But the point is, Mexico's collapsing because of the drug war and some other reasons. And if we don't end the corruption in this country, we're going to collapse. Because, well, I'm going to explain when we come back. Then we're going to go to your phone calls. Mexico gunmen kill American consulate staff.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.